June 5th, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7.
But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden, and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Our best days are always ahead. Jani Ortlund. God has an overarching plan of redemption for this world, and his followers have a place in that plan. Sometimes all we can feel is distress and anguish. All we can see is gloomy darkness. But God is at work. Isaiah tells us to patiently trust in God during the hard times, because there is one coming, the promised Davidic king, who will shine his invincible light into the thick darkness, unleashing a flood of joy that will forever eliminate that darkness. Isaiah sees this glorious future of Israel in a vision. Their current humiliation will come to an end, a deliverance so sure, so real, that Isaiah prophesies in the present tense. Salvation will come through a child, a son, who will shine his light into the deep darkness and who will call his followers to walk in that light. Isaiah goes on to tell us that the faithful will no longer be a small remnant. God will multiply their nation. Theirs will be an overflowing joy, like the joy of an abundant harvest or a decisive military victory. That joy is detailed in verses 4 through 7. God will break the rod of the oppressor, as he did in the improbable victory of Gideon over Midian. The cruel chains of tyranny will be replaced with the easy yoke of Jesus. What will our future look like? Our invincible Lord will take command, exercising his authority over everything in heaven and on earth. He will be our wonderful counselor, making wise plans way beyond human capabilities. Chapter 11, verse 2. He is the God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17. His care for us will be that of a father full of compassion, caring for our needs. He will be our benevolent protector. He will be the Prince of Peace. Think of a world where we no longer need West Point and the Pentagon, where there will be no more flag-draped coffins or wounded warriors, no more war, no more terror. Peace will flourish throughout all the world. And this kingdom will have no end. In fact, it will keep increasing in influence and peace. Can you imagine? How is this possible? The zeal of the Lord, His own miraculous, passionate intensity, will accomplish and sustain this. Dear sister, whatever you are facing today will not last forever. Even in your darkness, look for His light. It is coming. It will be worth the wait. In Christ, your best days are always ahead.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers. But some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible. But we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000. Enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.